One of the claims the New Testament makes about Jesus is that he descended from David, Israel's second king, who lived about 1,000 years before Jesus was born. This ancestry is important because only a descendant of David could be the promised Messiah. But why? Why did the Messiah have to be a descendant of King David?
Well, the Messiah had to be a descendant of David because Old Testament prophets indicated that. For instance, in 1 Samuel chapter 7, 2 Samuel chapter 7, it says that when your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name. David had wanted to build a house for God's name, and he said, no, your descendant will do that. Well, actually, that was talking initially about Solomon, who would build the temple, but ultimately was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who would build the true temple, which is made of living stones, true believers, and Jesus dwells by his Spirit in those true believers. And so the temple symbolized the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which would be indwelt by his Spirit. And it goes on to say here that it says, your throne shall be established forever. So it wasn't just talking about Solomon and the house he would build, but about Jesus Christ, who would be a descendant of David's and would build the real temple in that way.
Why did the Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah have to be a descendant of David? The answer to that is rooted in God's plan in terms of what he has promised. Ultimately, he has to be human, the last Adam. New Testament picks that up. But in the plan of God, that humanity comes through a specific family, a specific nation, a specific tribe. Particularly what I'm thinking of there is Abraham's family, the nation of Israel, the tribe of Judah, and particularly David's line. That is where we have in terms of the Davidic covenant. 2 Samuel 7 makes promises to David as the representative of Israel, that it's through his offspring, through his lineage, that God's rule will come to this world. The Davidic king is presented as the one who will fulfill ultimately the Adamic role of ruling over the nations, carrying out the creation mandate that was given to each one of us. So the Messiah, in order to fulfill God's plan, has to be a descendant of David, has to fulfill God's promises through the Davidic covenant to the nation of Israel, ultimately in terms of God's promise, all the way back to Genesis 3:15.
The Messiah had to be an heir in David's line, somebody in his lineage, because that's how God set it up. All the promises throughout the Old Testament about salvation to come were promised to David, and according to what your son David is going to do, somebody, a distant descendant, and this is repeated and developed all the way through. So because God set it up that way, the only way it could be fulfilled was to have somebody who is in David's line, whether lineage being born that way or being adopted into it and designated as the heir. If God had promised to do it another way, then there would be no need for the Davidic line. But because he'd articulated already, it's David's line, someone like David, with a man after God's own heart, then that's the way he's going to play it out.
In order for the Jews to be able to accept Jesus as the king, he had to line up with the parameters of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, Jesus satisfied every bit of it. The people then were under the law, and the law had a parameter set that, you know, he had to be a Jew for this, and Jesus satisfied all of that. And he came so that the law would be fulfilled. People said that he was not the Son of God, but he came, he fulfilled every bit of the law. There was nothing that the law had already actuated out that he did not fulfill. And so he is the only one that can put the seal. He's the only one that can break the seal because of his position coming down through the lineage of David. Now, this is very interesting. Why did God choose such a line as that? It wasn't a perfect line, But it was the line that God chose. And when we think about the sovereignty of God, you know, God can use anybody, and He chose to use the frailness of mankind to bring Himself down through. And so when we think about the Davidic position, not only did He satisfy the Jewish principles of being a Jew, but He also takes on the title of the kingship. And so one day we're going to see Him not only just the earthly king, but we're going to see Him as the heavenly king that He is. In Jesus, we'll see that He has satisfied every part, every portion, every particular whim that was given out. Everything that God had set out and placed into action, Jesus satisfied it.